So let's review. Toward the end of Pezayin and Mabez, the Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Tainus. Nan Hasam, B'shleisha prokem Hashana, Kohanim noisin es kapeyen, Arba pa'amim bayoyim, B'shachris b'musa b'mincha b'ne'ilas sh'arim. 3 times a year, Birchas Kohanim is recited every tefillah of the day, as opposed to all year when Birchas Kohanim is recited only at Shachris and not at Mincha. Also, this extra tefillah of Ne'ilah is added on these 3 occasions. Betanias, Uve Mamodis, Uve Yom Kippurim. On public fast days proclaimed because of lack of rain, Mamodis, which were the groups of Yisraelim who would gather every week in the shuls of each city to daven for the acceptance of the Kabbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, and on Yom Kippur. My Ne'ilah Sha'arim. Rav Amar Tzleisi Yisirasa, V'shmol Amar Ma'onu Mechayenu. As Rashi explains, Rav holds Mispal Shebek Kishar Tfilas, that Ne'ilah is a full tefillah that is added on these days. Shmuel says, Oimer ve'ein mispal. We merely recite this passage Ma'onu Mechayenu. The Gemara cites a brisa in support of Rav, which clearly states Ne'ilah mispal shevu mesvada as we do today. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Tfilas Ne'ilah peiteres eshel arvis. Rav teaches that Ne'ilah exempts us from davening ma'ariv on Yamatz Yom Kippur. This is consistent with Rav's opinion that Ne'ilah tzloisi yiserihi. Ne'ilah is a complete tefillah, and once he daven Ne'ilah, he does not need to daven Ma'ariv. The Gemara questions this from a braisa which states, "Ne'ilah mispal sheva u'mizvada, arvis mispal sheva mi'ein shmoyne esrei." Although the Yom Kippur tefillahs have 7 brachas, including Ma'ariv, which on Matzah Yom Kippur is said as a short tefillah, known as Havinenu, because people are fasting. B'chanin Megamlil says that we daven a complete Shemayin Esrei of 18 brachas because we have to say Havdalah in Chayin Ados. According to both opinions, however, we see that Ma'ariv is obligatory on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Gemara answers that the question of whether Ne'ilah exempts Ma'ariv is actually a Machlokes Tanoim, as we have learned in the Braisa regarding various Tameim, whether they may immerse on Yom Kippur. Regarding Baal Keri, we have the following Machlokes. The Rabbanan say, Balkeri Taiva Vahilach Adam Mincha. If someone saw Keri in Yom Kippur, he may immerse throughout the day up until Mincha, because according to the Takana of Ezra Sefer, one must immerse before davening. However, he may not immerse after Mincha for Ne'ilah, because Ne'ilah should be said at night, and he can wait until nightfall to immerse and then daven Ne'ilah. This opinion supports Rav that Ne'ilah exempts Ma'ariv because it's said at night. Rabbi Yosi, however, holds that one may immerse Kolayim Kulay all day, even after Mincha, because he holds then Ne'ilah should be said while it is still day. According to Rabbi Yosi, Ne'ilah does not exempt Ma'ariv because it's said during the day. The Gemara challenges this from another braisa, which apparently states the opinions in the reverse. Balkeri Taivu V'Hoylech Kolayim Kulay. Rabbi Yosi Aimre Min HaMincha L'Mala Ein Yochel Litvol. The Rabban allow him to table all day, even after Mincha, and Rabbi Yosi does not allow him to table after Mincha. The Gemara first resolves the contradiction of Rabbi Yosi. Had Tzali Tfilas Ne'ilah Hoduloi Tzali. The first braisa is discussing a case where he did not yet daven Ne'ilah. Therefore, he may immerse during the day because Ne'ilah should be said during the day. The second braisa is discussing a case where he did daven Ne'ilah already. Therefore, he may not immerse during the day. The Gemara next resolves the contradiction of the Rabbanan. These are 2 different Rabbanan. The Rabbanan of the second braisa hold that he may table during the day because tefillah is mana mitzvah. Therefore, regardless of what tefillahs he davened already, it's still a mitzvah to immerse at the first opportunity to become purified from Tumah. The Rabban of the first braisa hold he may not tovel during the day, because tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, it's not necessarily a mitzvah to immerse at the earliest possible time, and they should wait until dark. According to this explanation, Rabbi Yosi holds tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. However, the Gemara cites a braisa discussed at length in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Amad Beis, that Rabbi Yosi holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. The scenario of the braisa is, one who has Hashem's name written on his skin, and he needs to immerse in the mikvah. The Rabban required that he wear a reed over the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yosi permits him to go into the water as he would otherwise. After some discussion, the Gemara there explains, the Rabban require him to cover the Shem because Asur Lamed B'fnei Hashem Arm. It's disrespectful and forbidden to be unclothed before the Shem Hashem. Of course, Rabbi Yosi agrees that if he has a reed readily available, he should use it to cover the shame and not rely on covering it with his hand because he might forget and remove his hand. However, where he does not have a reed and he would need to look for one, thereby postponing the tefillah for another day, they have a machlekes. The Rabbanan hold tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah. Therefore, he should indeed postpone the tefillah until he will find a reed to cover the shame. Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Therefore, he should not postpone the tefillah, but rather immerse without a cover. Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah overrides the need to cover the shame. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yossi indeed holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, and our braisa should read Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. The Gemara continues. One braisa says, Haraya keri b'yom kippurim abay nisa mechunlay. If someone sees keri on Yom Kippur, all his sins are forgiven. Rashi explains that this is a siman toiv, as the pasuk says, Yira zera yarech yam. Another braisa says, Haraya keri b'yom kippurim yidag kol hashana kula. That if one sees keri on Yom Kippur, he should be concerned the entire year. However, v'im also loy shana muvtach loy shehu b'nei olam haba. If the year passes safely, he is guaranteed to be a ben olam haba, because if his chusim protected him, certainly he is destined for olam haba. We will conclude the Masechta with the final statement of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva teaches his famous teaching. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael lefnei mi atem mitaharim, mi mitar hezchem, avichem shabashamayim, shnema v'zarakta aleichem mayim taharim utaharatem, v'oimer mikve Yisrael Hashem, ma mikve mitaras atmeim, av HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaras Yisrael. Fortunate are you b'nei Yisrael who are purified directly by Hashem. Hanalach Yom Kippur v'slikala Masechtas Yuma. We have Baruch Hashem completed Masechtas Yuma, and we'll begin Masechtas Sukkah in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.